Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless each of you. I pray that you are being safe and that you're taking this time to not only be safe, but also get into the presence of the Lord. I pray that you are taking this time to also reflect on the things that God has done for you and how God is blessing you through this time. Let us go before our Father in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, I thank you that in order that we may decrease, that you will continue to increase within us. And, oh, gracious Father, I ask that you will move by your Spirit and move by the anointing, because the word of the Lord declares that the anointing destroys every yoke. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way, God. Yeah, God. For you are the potter, and we are the clay. And, Father God, I ask that you would just have your way on today, God. Touch, deliver, and set the captive free, God. Let it be spoken from a word on high. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I am so elated that you have joined me on today on the Power of Prayer Talk Show, even though we have not met in many weeks. But I thank God that today that we are meeting again. And I pray that everyone is being safe and following precautionary measures, doing what is asked of you. But most of all, I pray that you are using this time to utilize to do a self-evaluation on yourself, but most of all, just hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying during this time. I pray that none of you was affected by this sickness or health-wise, but I know God is in control of it all. Today, I just want you to focus on what you want God to do with you and through you in your life. Because we have to come to God as vessels, wanting God to move through us and within us. But God will only move if you ask him to move, because he's not going to go beyond what you want. So on today, I just want you to just focus on what you want God to do for you and through you in your life. Not talking about nobody else's life or how you want them to do for them. What do you want? So even in the midst of this pandemic, it's time for us to get closer and draw closer to God. So with that being said, as we talk about the discussion on today, I want you to take this number down and to call in for your testimonies and your comments. And the number is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. Call somebody and share this. Share this broadcast on today. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for what God is doing and how that he is allowing us to see ourselves. And he is showing his power. God is showing his power to us. God is showing himself to us. Hallelujah, Jesus. So today we're going to talk about the power of the presence of God, because the power radically changes our lives and the lives of others. When the power of God changes you, you can't help but to change the other person that you come in contact with. Because when the power of God hits your life, whoever you come in contact with, that's going to make them want to change their life for the better too, because they see the God that you serve and they see how God is blessing you and how you can go through things with a smile and how this happened and that happened. And if they're going through something, or if they're going through a trial or something, and they see how you came out, that's going to make them want to change their life for the better. Amen? Because the Bible says we are overcome by the Lamb of the God and the word of our testimony. So you are a great testimony for somebody else. Amen? So when you encounter the presence of God, you can't help but to be changed. You ain't going to stay the same. Because it's just like an addict that is addicted to a narcotic or something. Once they get to that high, they is going to constantly smoke or put the needle in their arm or whatever to get to that high they had got before. Because that's what makes it become an addiction. Because that's why they call it an addiction. Because once that you get that first high, it's so good. Come on here, somebody, because you know what I'm talking about. Because we ain't been saved our whole life. It's so good. You is trying to get that same high you got the first time you done tried it. That's how it is with the presence of God. You done came in contact with the presence of God. So you is trying to get everything you can to get back to where you was the first time when you first met Christ. And a change will come over you, a wonderful change, a change to where you don't want to do what you did before. You don't even have the unction to do what you did before. You don't even talk the same. You don't even walk the same. Your desire is to spend more time with God. Your whole attitude will change. Your whole lifestyle will change. Even the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you live, even the way you give. And you ask it, well, then, woman of God, how can me encountering the presence of God change my way of giving? Because you will know that you're giving because you love God and not out of a necessity. Or not because it is the right thing to do. You know, when you encounter the presence of God, you know you want to do everything you can to please God. You want to do everything you can to come into the presence of God because you do not want to upset him because you know that God is looking down on you. 24/7, and you don't want to do nothing to disturb that. You don't even want God to be angry with you. So God, he gives power to both our words and our actions. So that's why God comes, that's why it's best not to make a vow. And when you make that vow and you don't keep it, that's why I am a person of my word. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. If I can't, I'm going to let you know why I can't do it at this present moment. But rest assured, it's going to get done. That's why you have to watch your words and your actions. Because once you come into the presence of God, your words mean something. You have power over your words and your actions. That's why you got to be careful what you speak. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And once those words are spewed out, my God, to thee, those words form. And it does exactly what you tell it to do. That's why you have to be careful of your actions. Because what you do behind closed doors, you don't do in the public. My God is it. God knows exactly how the change transforms you. You come to him as a metamorphosis, tired and worn down. But once you have an encounter with the presence of God, everything wakes up. My God to thee. Because where you feel like you're dead and there is no hope or anything else left in you, that wakes up. God lets you know there is hope. Good evening, man of God. How are you doing on today?
I'm blessed. How are you, woman of God?
Oh, I'm doing good. Today we talking about the presence of God and how when a person mm-hmm. comes into the presence of God, there has to be a change because there's no way you can come in contact with the presence of God and still remain the same. So, man of God, we were starting off how Paul begins to bring this great letter to the Romans about the personal calling and how that he was focused on the assignment that God had gave him and stuff. So we was mm-hmm. focusing on that and how that Paul know he couldn't do anything without first coming into the presence of God and getting what he needed to get empowered to go out and to minister to people. We have so many people that are ministering now, and they haven't even been into the presence of God to see what needs to be said to the masses and how it should be said, because we are dealing with different personalities in this generation. We are dealing with different people in this generation. So, man of God, could you open up the platform to let them know how this is very important to get into the presence of God and how the power of the presence of God will also ignite you to do what God has called you to do.
Amen. Glory to God. Woman of God, when I became saved, I understood that I had to be inside the presence of God in order to move about and have my well-being. A lot of people are falling short of getting inside of the presence of God because they weren't presented the presence of God properly, and they actually had a real experience of what the mm-hmm. presence of God is. Because the Bible tells us that in his presence is fullness of joy. And a lot of people fail mm-hmm. to realize that when you are in the presence of God, the presence of God is something that will make you talk right and will make you hear right. One of the effects is I never became a more effective seer. I never became a more effective doer until I sat in the presence of God and understood my assignment more effectively. So many people are not understanding their assignment and not understanding the presence of God in deep detail because they're hearing so many unauthorized voices who never had an experience in the presence of God. That's why it's very important. The Bible tells us, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger's voice they will not follow. But if you do not know your Father's voice, which is in his presence, then you will not understand his voice and who he's speaking to. Not everybody is authorized in this season mm-hmm. to speak and translate what is being said inside of the presence of God. That's why we, mm-hmm. we have so many Christians walking around confused. That's why we have so many people walking around and they mistake a lot of us for psychics and for palm readers and for all kind of other different things because they are not being presented, nor are we protecting the presence of God like we should among the non-believers.
Mm-hmm. So when you say present, who is supposed to present the presence of God to them?
Them who understand it, woman of God, because mm-hmm. not everybody who is a Christian understand the presence of God. And hear me good mm-hmm. when I say mm-hmm. this. It's some people that I know that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they're living the Word of God. They're just not filled with the Holy Ghost, and they just don't understand the presence of God. That don't make them bad people, uninformed, mm-hmm. because and I believe with all my heart that when you know better, you'll do better. You know,
do
but
better,
at the same time, those who are presenting the presence of God are the same ones who are being nasty and desponding, are the same ones who are lying and backbiting, stealing, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And it's so sad because when you really have an encounter with the presence of God, it brings about peace, clarity, and understanding. So nothing that when you come in contact with the presence of God, nothing about it will leave you confused. That's why so many people are confused in the Bible, because even ministers they're listening to, even other Christians who they feel are mature in the faith, woman of God, they are presenting the presence of God completely wrong to the people, which is causing a breach, and is taking the legitimacy of how sacred the presence of God really is.
Yeah, okay. Because some people, you don't hardly ever hear them talk about the presence of God in this season, nor this hour. And I totally agree with you, because some people haven't been presented the presence of God to them. So how can they experience something that somebody have never told them about? So is it up to them to go after it is themselves?
Woman of God, I believe with all my heart, the word of God says that he who was in thirst shall be filled. I have not felt more righteous and felt a bigger feel than when I was in the presence of God. The reason why a lot of people don't go after the woman of God, because they don't understand. And you can't get mad at them for not understanding. Because you won't jump into something that you don't understand. You know, like for example, somebody tell you, you know, we're going fishing, in order for you to go fishing, you gotta travel some mercury to get to the fish pond. But that really, you're not gonna go. Because in order for you to get to the spot with a big fish, what is in that working while you're walking? What if they got snakes and turtles and alligators and everything else? Same thing. What people don't know, they either fear or they just put a fuse box. And it's the same way. Look how much today we have people calling on the presence of tongues doing the whole nine yards, and they're doing this, and they really do not understand it. They just grabbing it out of desperation instead of understanding what specifically its significance is. I looked at a lady the other day. Every other word was the blood of Jesus, but on the other side of her mouth, she had a cigarette. You know, so
Jesus.
I'm like, you know, that's amazing. Like, that's on you. You know, if you know you want to play Las Vegas showgirl with your life, but I'm not gonna be hiding the blood of Jesus, and I'm gonna be defiling my temple at the same time. So same way, people not necessarily against the presence of God, just not presenting the presence of God properly. And some who are presenting the presence of God, they taint it because those around them who are more mature in the faith show them that you can be more liberal with the praise of God, which is incorrect, because none of yourself is supposed to be in the presence of God.
Now, that's a good one. Yourself is not supposed to be there, because God cannot do what he needs to do, because you can't. Because you said earlier that in the presence of God is fullness of joy. And do you believe that's why some of these people walking around here with a false humility of joy, when they really don't even know how to experience the ultimate of joy?
Absolutely, woman of God. There's so much false joy, like there's so much false humility going around inside of the body of Christ. And the reason why that is going on, woman of God, again, because lack of teaching and lack of understanding.
Lack
you know, woman of
teaching,
God, when the Bible tells us, specifically when it tells us, my people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Of knowledge,
that is very valid. Reason why it's very valid is because you cannot experience joy and know what true joy is, unless you have the Spirit of the living God, which is, and also with the evidence of the fruit. Okay? Now, how could you have How could you be in the presence of God, but you do not have the fruits of the Spirit? So when you fake smile, when you fake act like happy, you are not legitimizing the presence of God. What you're doing is you're faking it, and you make it
yes.
deep down inside, you're raw and you're hollow. And guess what? Some Christians, you could fool them, but
mm-hmm.
people are discerners, and the reason why they're good discerners is because they're observers. It's us
yes.
who be missing stuff. The people in the
yes.
world don't be missing them. They're good observers, and that's why they're so able to go into situations and look, and that's what makes them disobedient and rebellious. Because it looked right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, man of God, what encouraging words you can give a person? Because, you know, during this time, and then I don't like to focus on what's going on in the world because I want to hear God. But during this time, man of God, people are trying to search how they can get closer to God and how they can find a peace within this thing that's going on. So what kind of advice that you can give them? Because we know this is a great awakening for the saints of God and for the unbelievers as well. So what kind of advice you can give them to seek the presence?
Woman of God, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
tell you, I have never found so much peace and tranquility until I understood the Word of God. There is so many
yes.
examples inside
yes.
of the Word of God that gives us clear countenance about who we are, how we should be, and why we should be the way we are. If you find yourself
yes.
seeking the presence of God, or if you find yourself wanting to desire to be inside of the presence of God, look at those who did it right inside of the Old
mm-hmm.
Testament, and then look for those on the inside of the Old Testament who did it wrong and how they paid for
yes.
why they did it wrong. So it's very important that you read the Word of God, and not just read the Word of God as if it's a book, but take a moment and digest the Word of God, because when you eat something, you're going to digest it. You know, so take
yes.
a moment and eat it, because that's the roadmap to getting to the presence of God. Next, whatever you do not understand about the presence of God, ask someone who actually sits in the presence of God and actually
mm-hmm.
is mature and enough in the faith to answer your questions, no matter how deep or how personal they may be, so that you can get yourself access to the presence of God.
Yes. Yes. And man of God, I also say too that always listen at your leader, and some of our leaders will tell us to pray that God will send you some mentors that can help you along the way. And that's why it's good to have spiritual
fathers.
Yeah, because you
yes.
know, man, I got so many people got too many spiritual mothers and spiritual fathers, and they all not saying the same thing. And that could be confusing as well. So
right.
So that's a good thing too. They can get someone to really teach them, because man of God, you can agree. I know you have come in a contact with some people that are hungry now for the Word, because this has awakened them to get more closer to God. So there are tools and there are avenues out there. We just got to just go after them, because this thing here, every man got to be for themselves now. Just put it out there, because you got to be for yourself. But you just got to
yep.
let God know, hey, God, I'm ready. Whatever you want, I just want more of you and less of me. So, man of God, you have any last words before we log out?
Mama God, all I would say is you have not experienced the true anything until you've been inside the presence of God. So my humble
yes.
suggestion to you on today is if you desire the presence of God, be encouraged. Study the word of God. Understand how the presence of God operates. Get with somebody who can help you. And most importantly,
mm-hmm.
after you get inside of the presence of God, do whatever you have to do to stay in it so that you don't get kicked
yes.
out of it.
Yes. Ooh, thank you, man of God. This is so enlightening, and I thank you for your prayers. And I also thank you for tuning in faithfulness. And I bless you and your family and your congregation in the name of Jesus. Until we meet again, thank God for you all, and thank you for tuning in. Until the next time, y'all have a blessed day and be safe. Thank you, Papa.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.